You're listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Do pigs form part of your arable rotation? Or perhaps your pigs form part of someone else's? Welcome to the AHDB podcast. I'm Miriam, and today we're talking about livestock, in particular pigs, in the arable rotation. Over the last few years, we've been working with pig farmers and key stakeholders in the east of England to look at how pig producers and landlords can work together to benefit not only each other, but the environment as well. To find out a bit more about this activity, which over the course of several meetings has covered improving soil and land management to reduce runoff, cover crops and sward mixes, and managing landlord and tenant relationships, I travelled to Swaffham in Norfolk and joined producers and landlords to hear about the latest activity in this area. I spoke to Andrew Palmer and Theresa Meadows, both from AHDB, as well as Richard Barnes from King's Crops. You will notice some background noise during a couple of the conversations as there was a lot of networking and discussion taking place. So let's firstly hear from Andrew.
Today I'm in Swaffham, ready for a meeting entitled Pigs in the Rotation, which has been set up by one of our knowledge exchange managers, Andrew Palmer, who covers the east of England. So Andrew, before we talk about today's meeting, could you tell us a bit about the background to how this meeting has come about and what's taken place in the past?
Well, this is the fourth year running we've run this meeting, and it all started over 3 years ago when working with some producers and also some of the water companies. You know, there was a bit of a niggling background regards to the stigma outdoor pigs had in the area regards to water quality and understanding of potential environmental issues. So we started over 3 years ago with some basic understanding of maintaining water quality, and we generally progressed from there on to improving outdoor site management, to reducing impact on water courses and underlying water supplies underneath the ground as well. And it's worked really well. We've had some real positive feedback from producers, and also the likes of the water companies as well, all saying, you know, the general attitude has really positively changed, and outdoor producers now have really got a grasp of how to look after their sites a lot better. And this has sort of filtered out a little bit to other regions around the country as well, and they're just starting to look a little bit more what we're doing and hopefully maybe start in other parts of the country as well. Just getting people round the table to talk so everyone understands what each other's problems are and working together forward with practical solutions. And today's meeting is really, I would say, a culmination or a final chapter, but it's the next step. Constant feedback we've had is we should get more landlords in the room, we should get more landlords in the room, and this is what we've gone about today. We've proactively, through our other colleagues in the other AHDB sectors, gone about with a view to try and get more landlords here, to try and get an understanding of what outdoor pigs can bring to the rotation, not just financially, but also regards to soil health, soil structure and soil nutrition as well. Because we're hopefully going to hear from today, what's also happened the last year or two has been some sort of behind the scenes workings with certain particular DEFRA working groups. And we've really got the outdoor pigs on the agenda a little bit regards to any potential future environmental stroke payments in any future agricultural policies.
And what organisations and stakeholders have you been working with? So obviously ourselves and farmers, but have you been working with other bodies as well?
Yeah, initially just the very first meetings we started off, and we're still working with the likes of Angling and Water, the Environment Agency, Norfolk Rivers Trust. We started off with Suffolk Flag as well in the early years. And more recently we've brought the likes of Catchment Sensitive Farming in, Natural England, and today we're hoping to hear a speaker from Frontier Agriculture regards to establishing different lays, because the one thing that was starting to build up in the previous years where we got the positive images of grass lays being established before pigs going on, some of the feedback we got was everybody didn't have that time on the land to establish a grass lay. So hopefully we're going to hear some alternatives to different lays. If you've only got the land maybe 3 or 4 months before you put the pigs on, to establishing a cover which will protect the surface from surface runoff.
Sounds like a very collaborative approach over the last few years. It sounds like we've got some good working relationships now.
Yeah, we're built. You know, it's been slow, and it really keeps moving on. And we've got the meeting's going to be summarised at the end by our colleagues from Cereals and Oilseeds, because hopefully potentially next year we're going to bring the whole AHDB sort of sector together with a meeting and broaden out a little bit more rather than just the outdoor people like it has been for the last 3 years, and sort of, you know, get the messages out there a little bit wider sort of thing.
Yep, that sounds good. And we've got a publication as well, haven't we? The Livestock and the Arable Rotation.
Yep.
So that's available online and in hard copy. So I'll include a link in the show notes today if anyone wants to have a look at that. So for any arable farmers listening or landlords, what's their kind of next step? If they were interested in perhaps including livestock in their rotation, what kind of things would you recommend, and what are some of the key highlights or benefits that it could bring to their systems?
I mean, everyone knows from traditional farming systems, when we all had small farms, when livestock were on the farm, you know, them farms were very good in regards to rotating crops around, etc. And historically, over the last couple of decades, farms got bigger and stuff like that, and some livestock's been lost in that, a fair few rotations, but it seems to be coming back round again full circle, and a bit more of an understanding and different livestocks, and there is a genuine more interest coming, not so much the financial side but the other sides that sometimes can't be measured, what livestock can bring to the land and also the environment around the land as well. After the first couple of years, and maybe the third year, one of the reoccurring themes was manure heaps, and how we, and farmers and producers, were just not understanding or aware of the rules where muckhills can be located in terms of slopes, open watercourses, drains, and boreholes, etc. So, in collaboration with other people within HDB, we've developed this tractor cab sticker. With three basic rules regards to locations of muckhills, and they're going to be launched this meeting, and also they will be available in the next monthly publication of Pigworld.
Yep, they certainly will, and they'll also be available if anyone wants to order them who doesn't get Pigworld magazine at the moment. You'll be able to order them from the HDB website. Again, I'll put a link in the notes today. And it also ties in with the Environment Agency's Farming Rules for Water leaflet. And again, if you want to find out more about that, we did a podcast last month speaking to two of the advisors at the Environment Agency. So if you want to kind of get up to speed on what those rules mean for you, it'd be worth going back and having a listen to that. Otherwise, thanks, Andrew, for your time today, and we look forward to seeing the results and some more collaborative working. Thank you. So I'm here with Richard Barnes from King's Crops. He's been talking about sward mixes in the rotation. Richard, could you just give us a summary of kind of the benefits of including a green cover?
So we're looking to make our soils more resilient, give them more armour, and actually if we get healthy soils, we're getting healthy rotations, hopefully healthy pigs. And there's a welfare issue, there's a soil retention, water protection issue as well, and we have a phrase of keeping it in your field and on your farm, and it being soil and it being water, and we have nutrients bound to water. If we can keep those in your field, then that's got to be better for a wider rotation. We've got areas of environmental ecological focus areas, EFAs, which we can utilise for catch and cover crops. And we can tweak that to fit into providing herb-rich lays, grass lays for pigs. And we've also got countryside stewardship with options such as winter cover crops, SW6, AB15, two-year ryegrass legume mixes, and GS4 herb-rich swards. And if we manage that timing correctly, we can carry that through, get them out of the stewardship window, and then potentially carry them on with the pigs. So I think in summary, it's good for the farm rotation, it's good for the farm business, it's good for pigs, and our sort of main summary point is take good advice. Whether it's AHDB, your agronomist, whoever it may be, there's plenty of help out there.
Lovely, thanks very much. So I'm now with Theresa Meadows, Knowledge Exchange Manager for the Cereals and Oilseed Team. I wonder if you could tell us what your key take-home messages are today for our listeners.
Yes, so it's been a fantastic day today, afternoon meeting, and we've had a wide-ranging discussion that's included lots of benefits, both for pig producers to work with arable farmers and vice versa. There's a lot of discussion for arable farmers at the moment about break crops and rotations, and actually using pigs in that rotation could have a benefit in terms of soil health, in terms of blackgrass management and weed control, and business resilience as a whole in terms of a diversified income. We talked about grants and opportunities for working with stakeholders to keep soil in the field, to use risk mapping, to put in sediment traps and silt traps, and to use various different options in terms of environmental management. We discussed about the need to be clear on contracts and when you're entering into a contract with a pig producer or with a landlord in terms of BPS and claiming subsidy and where liabilities sit, managing that field before it comes into pigs and then following it up afterwards and the practicalities involved in that on both sides. And one of the key take-home messages for me was thinking about the longer term and thinking about how actually we might be able to use stewardship, use EFAs, think about soil health and managing that rotation going forwards. And if we can think about that now and look to the future, then it's a positive outcome.
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Teresa.
Hopefully that's given you some food for thought, and perhaps it's something you'd like to look into a bit further. I'll include some links in today's show notes that hopefully you'll find useful. And if you do want to find out about potential opportunities, for example, trialling different sward mixes, or you'd like some ideas on how to reduce runoff from your land, do get in touch. In our next podcast, we'll be giving you a fascinating insight into the collaborative work we're doing with NIAB EMR. We've recently funded a centre of excellence for irrigation and fertigation called the Wet Centre, which will be developing new water-saving techniques for soft fruit. Find out more from Mark Else at NIAB EMR and Scott Raffle at AHDB about the very exciting plans we have for you in 2019. Until next time, thanks for listening.